You are listening to Metro.
Michael, you are on with Michael.
Good morning.
That's Michael Squared, I believe, in mathematics.
That's right.
How are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
How have you been? It's been a while since I've talked to you. I think last time you were loving the 2000s or something.
Oh,
last time I spoke to you.
I probably was, and then we broke up. Now I'm over it.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. How's everything?
Everything is super duper.
How's your elbow? I read about it on Twitter today that you're having elbow
issues.
Thank you
for asking, because I know there's a lot of concern out there about my elbow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting calls from foreign leaders. It's fine.
What's wrong with it?
Well, I thought I had gout of the elbow.
Okay.
Which apparently you can get. But it turns out I do not have gout. I have bursitis. Bursitis of the elbow. And it was explained to me what bursitis was.
It's probably all those athletics that you do.
Look, when you are an elite level athlete, as I am, when you are competing on the national stage in athletics, and in my case, all athletics, every once in a while, you're going to experience a little twinge.
Right.
Now, I'm preparing for the London 2012 Games.
Okay.
And as you know,
yes.
I'm a decathlete.
I do.
So I was preparing for the triple jump, which is one of the events.
Mm-hmm.
And I just felt a little thing in the elbow. And I, you know me. I play through the pain.
Yeah, well, that's your MO. That's what I know about
exactly
you.
Exactly right. This is why I'm so well-loved in the decathlete community, because I'm a guy who will always play through the pain. So I do my triple jump. Obviously, I set a world record. And when I'm done, I say to my coach, I think there might be something going on with the elbow. He says we should get it looked at. I say, no, because that'll just send a bad sign to the other competitors out here. He insists. So they fly me to the finest elbow institute in America.
which is where, just so I know.
Well, I can tell you what it's called, but I can't tell you where it is because
okay.
It's invitation only.
Okay.
It's called the EIA, Elbow Institute of America.
Makes sense.
And all I can tell you is that it's located somewhere in the Rocky Mountains.
Right. Also so makes sense.
So I see Dr. O'Regan, and he tells me, you have bursitis. Now, I don't know what bursitis is.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I think it's an appetizer you can get at Italian restaurants.
That's exactly what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
I said, does that come with the melted mozzarella?
Right.
And he says, no, you're thinking of something else.
Good.
And so he basically said, take some Advil and you'll be fine.
If you're just learning about Michael Ian Black's elbow issues during this broadcast right here, then you're not following him on Twitter. It's at Michael Ian Black. Definitely one of the funniest people that I follow, and I appreciate your wit and humor throughout the day.
Thank you.
So you have a special coming out.
I do.
The world premiere of the stand-up special, Michael Ian Black, Very Famous, premieres tomorrow. That's Saturday, August 6th at 11 p.m. What can we expect from this, Michael?
I would say jokes, ribald humor.
Right, okay. Good, that's a different take, sure.
Stories, observations, but more than that, and most of all, a lot of love.
Good.
You know, what I really want to do is I really want to open my heart to the people out there and just say, you are loved.
Good.
Okay? This is an inspirational special. This is a special for people who maybe don't feel as loved as they ought to. And the way that I make them feel loved is that if you watch the special and you put your palm up to the television screen and you hold it there, I will individually lick every single palm on that screen.
Nice. Does this work the same way with the phone? Can I try that now?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you put your palm on the phone, tell me when it's there.
All right. I got it.
I'm licking. Do you feel that?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I do.
And do you feel the love?
Uh-huh.
You might also feel a slight tingling. Don't worry about that. That's palm herpes. You can wash that off.
You expect it to be rough, but it's really tender. And thank you.
Yeah, well, yeah, because I soak my tongue in olive oil every night.
Good. So you can get that tongue lashing from Michael Ian Black. It's Very Famous on Saturday, August 6th at 11 o'clock on Comedy Central. Also, coming to Philly, I just read this morning, the Trocadero on November 11th. That's going to be cool.
Well, you know, I shot the special in Philadelphia. So you may recognize the Trocadero.
Oh, where did you shoot it at the Troc?
I did indeed.
That's awesome. I had no idea.
Yeah, it's one of my Philly's one of my favorite comedy towns. You know, you couldn't pay me to live there, but I like visiting.
Okay, I'll keep that between us. Yeah, I have to tell you, I was going through some stuff this morning, and two of my favorite shows in the history of television are you're a big part of, and both of them canceled before their peak, I think. Stella being one of them, which I love Stella. And then the state, of course, which actually came up on a list that I saw this week floating around the internet, because I don't know if you've heard, Michael, but it's the 30th anniversary of MTV this week. So the state,
I did know that.
Yeah, the state made the list of 34 MTV shows that deserve another chance.
Oh, that's nice.
I think the state holds such a special place in my heart because I was about 10 years old, and when you guys scream, "I want to dip my balls in it," it was the funniest thing in the world to me. Now I'm 28, and I still think it might be the funniest thing in the world to me.
It was a revelation to you, wasn't it?
Yes, I sometimes, walking down the street, just say, "I want to dip my balls in it," and people look at me, and they haven't seen the show because it got canceled, and the awkwardness ensues. But I thank you for that moment.
My pleasure. I'm glad I could provide it for you.
Some of the other shows on this list that I had completely forgotten all about.
Like what?
Do you remember Say What Karaoke?
Only the title.
Okay. I Want a Famous Face, which is one I kind of remember, which is where they did the plastic surgery to make them look like celebrities.
Oh, that's horrible.
It's awful. It's an awful, awful show. But right
So my show is being lumped in with I Want a Famous Face and Say What Karaoke.
Yep.
I don't feel nearly as good about it as I did 30 seconds ago.
Well, some of the other shows from that era of MTV that I really like is, people forget that the Jon Stewart show started on MTV.
Right.
That was the first incarnation of Jon Stewart, and I watched a clip of it the other day, and he's the same Jon Stewart, just way less people laughing at him.
Yes, that's exactly right.
And then Singled Out, which was right around that time too, which I love Singled Out.
Yeah, Singled Out was a good show, hosted by Chris Hardwick and Jenny McCarthy.
Yeah, and Chris still doing stuff on Web Soup and everything. But that's not important, because the only show in the world right now is Michael Ian Black Very Famous. That happens Saturday, August 6th at 11 o'clock. The other thing that I found interesting this morning as I was cruising around the internet is, I think it's an interesting revelation. I don't know if you've ever had this yourself, that when young teenage girls who are obsessed with Bradley Cooper go and do a Google image search, a lot of pictures with him with his shirt off or posing and with that sexy look that he has in his eyes. And then there's one with you making out with him, which I think is a nice little sorbet for those girls for pictures.
Making out, sure, but also making love, too.
Yes.
I mean, I really just effed that guy like you wouldn't believe.
But I'm sure it was tender. If the palm licking was any indication, I'm sure it was tender and sweet.
It was very tender. It was lovemaking, you know? This wasn't just, you know, a one-and-done, I'll-call-you kind of thing. Bradley and I took each other's on-screen virginity.
True.
I will always cherish that, and I know he will, too.
Now, he's become a huge deal since that moment. Did you think at that time that you were onto something great?
Well, I wasn't onto something great. He was.
Oh.
I continued to be obscure and marginal. Bradley Cooper is now one of the biggest stars in the world.
That's very true. But you're very famous. Michael Ian Black, Very Famous, happening Saturday, August 6th, 11 o'clock on Comedy Central. And you shot it here at the Trocadero.
Yes, we did.
That's cool. What made you pick Philly to shoot it?
It's just a great comedy town. They embrace comedy. They're warm audiences. The Trocadero is an awesome place. And it just seemed like it would be a perfect place to shoot.
It's a really cool theater, and they just redid everything. And great people over there at the Trocadero. Honestly, still my favorite place to see a show in Philadelphia.
I totally agree. And I'll be back there. When am I going back there?
November 11th.
Looking at my schedule. That's exactly right.
See?
November 11th in Philadelphia.
There you go. I want to dip my balls in it, Michael.
Well, I'll be happy to hold the cup.
Okay. Michael Ian Black, Very Famous, August 6th at 11 o'clock on Comedy Central. Thank you for your time today, and thank you for the palm lick.
My pleasure.
I'm glad that we could share this moment. I feel like Bradley Cooper and I have kind of done it with the transitive property at this point.
I would agree with that assessment.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much. I will continue to read Twitter, and I will watch tomorrow night at 11 o'clock, Michael Ian Black, Very Famous. Michael, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You are listening to Metro.